The halacha tells us that the pasuk indicates in the Megillah, La'asososom yemei mishta v'simcha, u'mishlach manos isha ve'eyu, u'matanos ha'eb yoni. So the Gemara says that one is obligated to make these days into days of mishta v'simcha, and there are two obligations that devolve upon all of us. Number one, mishlach manos isha ve'eyu, and then matanot lev yonim. So Chazal interpret mishlach manos, we're talking about to send two manos lireyeyu to one person, and matanos lev yonim, which we'll discuss hopefully towards the middle or end of this year. So the Achronim quote a very famous machlokes regarding mishlach manos. This is so yodua, and anyone who learns Mishnah Berurah, even in a very superficial kind of way, will miyad notice the two rationales behind mishlach manos. Rationale number one is the famous Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen indicates that the basis of mishlach manos, because the socioeconomic situation in Klal Yisrael was never necessarily ideal, especially in the days of Chazal, there were many aniyim, many people who were impoverished, who were very poor, and as a result, they wouldn't be able to fulfill another very significant mitzvah of Purim, which of course is the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. And they would not be able to fulfill it in a proper kind of way. And they might be embarrassed to be the recipients of tzedakah. And here, the Mechaber in Tofrei Sadikei Sif Dalet, we'll just read it inside, indicates Chayil B'Shlach L'Chavero Shtei Manos Basar O Shomini Ochlem Shenemar U'B'Shlach Manos Isha V'Eyu. The obligation, the Chiyuv, to send, as I mentioned a moment ago, two Manos Ish L'Ve'Eyu. So because of these Aniyim, perhaps they won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Purim, because they simply don't have the wherewithal to do so. And therefore, the obligation to send the Shlach Manos is essentially a kiyum in the Suda. And the truth of the matter is that this position of Trumas Hadeshen can be borne out through a number of different rayos. Firstly, Tofrei Sadikei, which is the overall koteret of this simen, Shulchan Aruch, is Dinei Sudas Purim. So that's really the headline that's found over here, and the Ramah and the Mechaber talk about Sudas Purim. Of course, they include the most famous, significant din in Kol HaTorah Kula of Chayiv Adam L'Psumei B'Puraya. But essentially, the overall tone of the simen has to do with Achila Ushtia that relates to Sudas Purim. And therefore, the assumption of the Trumas Hadeshen is that this is a kiyum in Suda. The Rambam says it explicitly. The Rambam is mefurish that the kiyum of Mishlach Manos is the kiyum in Sudas Purim. He doesn't lay it out the way the Trumas Hadeshen does, that we're talking about aniyim who don't have the wherewithal to afford a Suda. That's one position. The other position, famously enough, and really amazing, there was a sefer written by Shlomo Halevi Alkabitz, the author of the Chadodi, called the Menos Halevi. I think the only item in the Menos Halevi that most people know about is the second rationale for Mishlach Manos, and that is in order to create Ava V'Achva V'Shalom Bereus. The idea is to create Achdus and Klal Yisrael, and that's the basis for this din of Mishlach Manos. But as I said, that certainly one can understand the nature of the pasuk, which already indicates some element of that. Mishlach Manos Ish Re'eyu. Plus, if you look at the Ramah in the last sif of this, I mean, the Ramah gives a number of famous halachas that have to do with really nafkiminas between the two ta'amim, which I'll get to in a few moments. But the idea is to be mechazek your Yedid, your chaber, to create this kind of overall achdus and klal Yisrael. We know that Haman was trying to sow pirud, divisiveness in klal Yisrael, And therefore, the idea of the Mishloach Manos is to undo that and hopefully once again create the kind of achdus which is the ideal. And therefore, that's the basis for this idea. My father, Shalom, pointed out that there's a famous piyut, Rabbi Lalevi. This also clearly is undoubtedly not so well known. First, I'll mention that because of this rationale that I heard decades ago of the Menos HaLevi, I bought the Sefer Menos HaLevi and decided to look for this particular time, which I found without too much difficulty in the Pesukim that talk about Mishloach Manos. And then I decided to learn the entire Sefer, which I found to be, doesn't need my Haskama, fantastic beyond fantastic. A parish of Shlomo HaLevi Alkavitz, the only one thing that people know about him, he's the author of the Chododi, they don't know anything else, no one ever heard of him other than that, but that alone made him famous. But this also is certainly a very substantial basis why he should be famous and why everyone should learn the Sefer Menos HaLevi. It's a fantastic parish of Megillah Sester. However, this explanation that he provides, I happen to know from my father for another reason. My father was very fond of the poetry of Rabbi Lalevi. Not just the Kuzari, but the poetry. That's what he used to do. I won't tell you all the different poetry and all the different poets and all the different poems that I was able to be introduced to in the course of many, many years, including Ibn Gabiro, Keter Malchus and Lel Yom Kippur, that every Lel Yom Kippur we had to learn that after the davening on the Lel Yom Kippur, which is no short davening per se, and we didn't have the opportunity to do it with Ragalach or other kinds of refreshments, but there's also, Rabbi Lalevi has a piyut for Purim called Micha Micha. If you look at that piyut carefully, I don't know, only one here in this room probably has any inkling of what I'm referring to, not the Chas V'Shalom, I mean to be anyway, not respectful, is Harav Eliezer Brat Shlita. So my father was very into Rabbi Lalevi. In that piyut, it's very clear that the function of Mishloach Manos is this idea of creating Abba V'Achva V'Shalom Bereis. Amazingly enough, which fits Rabbi Lalevi, fits him, fits his whole schemata, but I'm not getting into that right now, that needs another discussion. The Re'achreinim have a field day, all kinds of nafkaminas that are brought between these two tamim, namely the time that is for the purpose of the Suda, Kiyam and the Suda, or the second time it's a great Abba V'Achva V'Shalom Bereis. I'll just mention one of two of them at this point in time, the Chassam Sefer, is already discussed by the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah has famously, again, brings a number of nafkaminas between these two tamim. Nafkamina number one, with reference to, this is really found in the Ramah, and also found actually in the Nukah Yosef, in Masechet Megillah, Dav Zayin. Dav Zayin is where you have discussion of Mishloach Manos, Matan Savyonin, and Dav Zayin of Beis. People only know about Dav Zayin Omen Aleph, because that's where you have Chai Ron Lepsumi Bepuraya. But on Zayin Omen Beis, they mentioned the name Mishloach Manos, Matan Savyonin. So both the Ksav Sefer and the Ksav Sofer and the Ramah, and speak about this, namely that, firstly, just before I mention Nafkamina, they talk about sending manos chashubos. In order to mekayim the mitzvah properly, one has to send something which is of substance, of value, and also one has to send dvarim mesukim, things that are sweet, not things that are bitter. That's what the Bnei Yisachar also has a sefer on Masechet Megillah called Reach Dudaim, also not so well known. I have to have a lot of familiarity with a lot of these things because of, number one, my father, Zatzal, and also I was lucky to hear many shmuzin from Hagoyin or Avim HaKoyin Pam Zatzal when I was 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 in Williamsburg and Tarbat Das. And he also was quite outcurrent with many, many svarim. And so but before I get to the nafkaminas I wanted to talk about, I'm just mentioning some of the basics that's found in Mishnah Berurah regarding Mishloach Manos. And beyond that, that it has to be Manos. What exactly that means, Manos? So, the Reach Yudoyim, the Bnei Yisachar, which of course is a famous Chassidish Admor, and actually even, I mentioned this many times, before Yom Tov, I looked at the Bnei Yisachar. Rabbi Asger is not here to hear this. He would be quite, shall we say, elated, understatement of the year, to hear that I have some of these elements in me. But I do have them. I even quoted in the Shalosh Shuvos yesterday. I quoted another element, which is also relevant. I don't know, there were one or two people actually are here, who were also there. And I said something which is very significant. I don't know if they remember what I said. But okay, but it was also more than a bit of chassidus, to say the least. Anyway, the reason why I'm saying, he says, the Rech Dudoyim, B'nai Sassar, Man also is related to Man. And Man has to be Ketzapiches Bidvash, Pasuk says, that the Man has Tzapiches Bidvash to attach to it. Meilet, Atam Masog, like Vash, and therefore has to be Dvar Mesukim. Oh, this is just, this is not mentioned in Mishnah Berurah, that's a B'nai Sassar. But this overall, overarching idea of the Shlach Manos being something Masog is something that generally people try to be Mishayim. So now the question is whether, let's start now, the Mishnah Berurah actually quotes this. The tough race, what was that?
The
Halacha
says specifically Manot
Basa. Yes, it's true. I'll get to that. It has to be something which is Choshev. But this idea of giving something, which says Masog, is found in that Sefer of the Rech Dudoyim. What you said is correct. That's quoted clearly here in Shulchan. In general, that's another issue, whether there's a chiyuv to eat basar on Purim or not. That's a subject of a lot of discussion among the Gedolei Achronim. Same issue exists, not just vis-a-vis Purim, but also there are several other days that are fall into this same question. But that's not what I was just trying to first indicate the Masog part because of this man connection that I mentioned from the B'nai Tzatzchor. But now the question in Tzofret Tzadikei, Sif Kod Chav, Mishnah Berurah, Machlok is whether I'm Yotze with raw food. If I send you raw food, let's say Basa Chai or Dog Chai, I send you, I just decided to go ahead and catch some raw trout or somehow have some raw steak. The Magen Avraham says that you only yotzei with ochel mevushal, that you can eat miyad, and something that doesn't require any hachana, without preparation, and therefore it has to be ochel shemuchan. Now the question that's asked, and this is discussed by Poskim, what about all types of canned food, a can of tuna, a can of sardines, and the likes of Poskim say you are yotzei, you just have to open up the can, and then hopefully it's obviously already prepared, and therefore, that certainly would be able to be a fulfillment of the mitzvah b'shlach manos. However, Hagoyin Rashtenbach Shlita in Mardim Uzmanim in Chelik Beis Simin Kuf Pei Vav claims you're not yotze the mitzvah b'shlach manos. If I give someone these types of canned items, as I said, whether it's canned tuna or canned sardines, whatever it may be, I think the Minhag HaOlam is not like that. That's my impression. How do I know the Minhag HaOlam? I can tell you what I receive from Shlach Manos. No shortage of cans. I would say literally tens and tens and tens of canned food I receive. So I imagine Puch Hazim Ma'amadvar, as the Gemara always says.
Candy and Hamantashen either.
What was that?
Some you're not guilty with candy or Hamantashen either, but everyone gets that.
Why are you not guilty with them?
Because it's not food for
Suda. Memchila. I have grandchildren. That's all they eat. I take issue with your statement. They don't eat anything but that. They eat basically breakfast, lunch, and supper, all types of candies, and we try to bribe them to eat something which has some nutritional value. And they're willing to do it b'tznai, that you make sure they'll get more of that whatever candy you are about to give them, or cookie you're about to give them, or cake you're about to give them. That's what they have.
I'm familiar with
they are masking with Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cake. That's their mahalach. Okay, but I'm just telling you, machlok is regarding the issue of canned food. It seems to me that the minhag HaOlam is yes to use canned food as long as it's mukhan la'achila, you're able to eat it at that point in time. The Mechaber mentions here also, in Tafrei Sadikei, the Chabad says in Dalid, and this he points out, which is, as you mentioned, so he has two different types of ochel. So the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, it doesn't have to be necessarily Ochel, which is of a solid nature, could also be liquid, correct? If you have, let's say, I send a bottle of wine, which is also very common. Often people send me not just bottles of wine, but bottles of some other liquid, more in the yash category, yayin saraf, which is not exactly, from my perspective, it's not even royal achila, nor is it royal l'shnia. But kanireya, you're able to be yotzei the mitzvah of Meshach Manos with that. If, again, Mishnah Berurah writes over here that shtia b'chol achila, and the Mishnah Berurah said what you should do is you send one ochel, let's say one piece of cake or one batch of cookies and a bottle of wine, and that's the minig. The minig olam, there are two different types. There are yotzei the mitzvah Meshach Manos in such a fashion. Now, there are deos near the tshuva of the Beis Av. And he says in his tshuvas that we don't use mashkaot for mishloach manos. The meaning is not like that. The meaning is clearly people send, as I mentioned, perhaps one ochel, one mashke, and there's no question, you cannot send two manot of mashke, that not. If someone sends me two bottles of soda, you're not yotzei the din of mishloach manos. Mishloach manos have to be two sugim, two different types. But if you have one ochel and one mashke, that's fine. People, there's some very, very, I'm not sure how to describe them, but this goes on in my life on an ongoing basis. Namely, there are people, there's one person who sends me kimat every single year, I receive a massive mishloach manos, which has essentially Karton, betoch karton. And then at the bottom of the karton, after you remove all the carton boxes, which are approximately 25, sometimes it's 30, after you remove all of them, it's a rather massive kind of affair, it's done to a shliach, and then you find at the bottom, if you're able to take out all the kartonim, so he has there one candy, and he has a small little, I guess you'll call it Pepsi, or a very, very miniature kind of Coke and Pepsi. And then the moment you get to there, you hear a recording, ha-ha, Purim Sameach, something along those lines. This has been going on my whole life. It happens to be a chaver of mine.
Person? It's the same person every year?
Same person. And he lives in Chutz
Laaretz. Oh,
so he has it sent here. Obviously someone does it for him, and he thinks he's quite hilarious. I want to indicate to him that I'm not sure that he's yet to the mitzvah of Meshach Manos. I've told this him every single year for approximately the last, I would say, 48 years. and I even indicated to him I have a suffix with yet to the mitzvah. I don't think these are manot chashuvot. I'm not an usher. The halacha is that to an usher, you have to give a higher level. But I don't think I'm either that socioeconomically.
So why do you send them back?
I will not. He's in Chutz Laaretz. It's very hard for me to really. I mean, I would have to literally arrange something over there. It's too much for me. He doesn't expect that from me. He does it because we were chaverim. Actually, it goes back more than 48 years. He's only been doing it about 48, 50 years. But we grew up together, and I was mekarev him. Comes from a totally non-from family, and he's very makir tov. He has a mishpacha of children, grandchildren. Also, Greg, all from all yeshiva, bachrim, and women, etc., etc. So this is Hakaras HaTov, but he was always a batchen, and so he continues to his batchonus. So I don't think he's doing it to be into the midst of Meshach Manos. That's a maskana I came to, and he's a retired balabas already for a fair number of years. He had a very good job. Now, actually, he sits and learns all day. That's what he basically does. Okay, this goes on every single year of my life. Just absolutely. How he continues this, I don't know. And then usually, after I call him, I come out, I only speak to him once a year. I speak to him usually on Dafka Purim. That's when I always call him, and that's how we maintain our kind of relationship. Okay, but I'm only pointing out again that, you cannot send two manot of mashke. It has to be one ochel, one mashke, and it has to be lich or something which is of some of a chashuv nature. Now, I saw in the Yochas Shulchan, he writes that in Tafreis Sadekeis, if you dalit in the Aruch HaShulchan, so he talks about two different sugima mashkaot. For example, he talks about a bottle of wine and a bottle of milk. So he's playing with this idea. Maybe that's considered to be already a kiyum of mishloach manos, because these are two totally disparate and two totally independent items. The Mishnah Berurah also actually, he suggests that one ochel and one mashke, and even the Mishnah Berurah has a suggestion of two mashkeot, but it would have to be what the Aruch HaShulchan described. Let's say if I send you two different bottles of wine, pashtus and not yotze. Even if one is yayin lavan, say a white wine, and the other is a red wine, so l'chura it's not two minim, you would not be yotze. And I saw the Prima Gadim writes in Masechet Megillah, everyone writes this, Prima Gadim wrote a sefer called Rosh Yosef, a beautiful sefer of Masechet Megillah, also not so well known. I happen to be familiar with Masechet Megillah because I study it every single year for the last 50 years of my life. I just learned Gemara Rashi every year. I do the same thing. I'm halfway through already. It's way easier when you learn it 45, 50 times than you get to, after a while, get familiar with it. And so, but I don't know Rishayim. I don't have time to go through Rishayim. I just literally read the daf with Rashi carefully, though. I'm not one understand, at least. So he writes in his Rosh Yosef in Megillah Daf Zayin that he has a suffix that what about two sugim of perot? So he writes over there, that's also min echon. It would not be yotze with mishloach manos. We are talking about you have to send two types of ochel, and that's what Mishnah Berurah says. It doesn't have to be necessarily completely two ochel, which is gush, musak, could be one mashke, and would be one solid item. That's what we're pointing out here. However, two different wines, one white and one red, is not sufficient to be yotze mishloach manos. I'm just indicating what Achronim talk about, and now I saw quoted in the Sefer Tzavos Paneach, Hilchos Megillah, that Rogachover, that he says over there, let's say I send someone Mishloach Manos to repay him for a favor they did for me. You're not Yotzi the Mitzvah Mishloach Manos. That actually is a very big Chiddush, very fascinating Chiddush that he writes, La Halacha. I saw it quoted, I didn't see it in the Sefer itself. But again, you have to send Mishloach Manos, a kind of, whatever you want to call it, Matana, which is not, again, you're not interested in repaying a favor. And that's what he claims. That's what he argues regarding this matter. I'll mention what several people asked me. Also found here in Tafresh Tzadik Vav, the Siv Vav is a very famous machlokes. The Mechaber Amor. Mechaber said, "Yesh mishomer she'ovel chayv l'shlach manos, avol ein shochen l'ovel." Said the Amor, "Kol yudbeis chodesh. You don't send to an ovel. Kol yudbeis chodesh." Several aveilim asked me this question the last week, and the Mishnah Berurah explains this halacha that even Tov Shiva and Avos Chai Mishloach Manos, the Chai B'chol Mitzvah Samuris Batara. There's no question. Avel is obligated in all the mitzvahs, and so therefore he'd be Chai both in Mishloach Manos and Mataras Zevioni. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, Ochen, called Vasimcha Lo Yishlach, Vezel Lashon Sefer Chasidim, Misha Meis Avi Bepurim, Lashon Abo Yishlach Manos, Abdu Yortzai, Wow. Interesting chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah over here. I mean, he's quoting it from Avram, from other Achrenim, that an Ovel, even though he's chayv mishloach manos, but he should not send a dvar simcha. Exactly how to define, he says, tafnukim hu asir l'simcha. It's very hard to know exactly what he's referring to. But the practice today is that you don't send an Ovel Tokyo Beschodesh. And again, Mishnah Berurah, however, points out over here a bit later, Hainu Lobu Limo. Well, the Shah Krovim Tokhlamid, Batam, Sheila Shalom Osu Beschodesh. I don't know, people are probably not so machmir about this, to be quite honest, except if you're a Briska, you're incredibly machmir. I was very machmir in the when I was Tosh Shana, my mother and my father, Aleim Hashalom, and all these things, and it came out of everything that people are not machmir. People have heterah for everything, more or less. But I'm referring to here, this specific issue is that Mishnah Berurah himself already indicates that when you're talking about Mishloach Manos, you have to shloshim, you can send an Ovel Mishloach Manos, but if you send an Ovel, So of course what people do is that they don't send to the Ovel, they send to the wife, to the children, to the Mishpacha, but it's clearly targeted for the Ovel. They want them to know, they forget them. Okay, I mean, it's clearly permissible. I don't see an issue with that. That's what many, many people do. Most people do that. Or they send to the Mishpacha. Maybe they decide to do it in an indirect kind of fashion, but not directly. That's the main thing. It should not be sent directly to the Ovel, and that's the correct approach. The Chayyadim writes in Klal Kufnun Hey, he brings that the Shia Mishrach Manos depends on the Makabel. If the Makabel is a very wealthy person, I mentioned earlier, you have to send something which is Mat'im to his socioeconomic status. It has to be Davar Me'od Mechubad, Ba'adam Ashir. And again, if you send to an Asher something which is not in sync with his socioeconomic status, the Chayyadim says, Lo Yotza, the Chayyadim HaMitzvah Shel Mishrach Manos. So, I'll be honest with you, I'm not involved with too many wealthy people. It would be good if I were, it would help my yeshiva considerably. And then I'd be able to go ahead and do this. Mitam the yeshiva, we do have one or two people of stature, I'm talking about economic stature, a bit more than one or two, and we also send them Mishrach Manot, which is Mat'im, to their stature and to their status. Mitam the yeshiva, and based on this halacha, that's what we do, based on this din. But that's also a very clear din. Don't ask me the parameters of this din. Don't ask me, many people have asked me. I do not know what they are. I don't know what Ashiris means. That's not where I come from. I come from Hizar Bnei Aniyim Shemem Te Tzetera. Agmar and the Dorim, that's what I know. It's the only I can connect with and relate to. I want to mention the Shia Mishrach Manos is a big machlokes haposkim. The Shari Tshuva, who quotes in the here, Tavri Sadik Dal, Sidkot Nalef, quotes a Seder called Zera Yaakov. The Shia has to be the Shia of a Suda, not less than three Beitzim. That's what he quotes here, in Tavri Sadik Dal from the Zera Yaakov. Cake, a bread, has to be three eggs. I don't think that's a lot, for what I know about eggs, don't know much about that either. But whatever the case is, according to other Poskim, the Eshal Abram, the Aruch HaShulchan, they say the Shia of Ashraf Manos is Mono Yofa, which they interpret to mean a respectable portion for a guest or an orech. Basically, a meal that you would offer an orech. That is considerably more than three beitzim. So here we have a chiluk adeos regarding this matter. And the Rosh Yosef, again, Pripagodim, wrote a parish on the Masech as well. I'll read his lashon. Shir Mishrach Manos, Kefi Shir Haroi L'Chavei Chavero Boso Ir. So it's something that you would give a meal, probably that you would send to someone to mechabit him both a year. On Purim, I often get Mishrach Manos. People send from this restaurant, they order this item, doesn't take much, it's a press of a button or one phone call. Again, they mean well, and one of the problems I have is I don't know what the hashkocha is. That's a major issue in my life. It's not uncommon, and I obviously don't eat those products. So the question is whether the Mekadim Mitzvah Mishrach Manos, and that's totally on what I said earlier, namely, Machog is the Tumas HaDesh and the Manos HaLevi. Is the Tam based on giving a person something they're going to be able to enhance their meal? Or is it based on Ava V'Yachva, Shalom B'Reyah? So clearly showing Ava V'Yachva, Shalom B'Reyah. So according to that day, certainly there would be Yotzei, but there would not be Yotzei according to the second day that I mentioned as well. Now, when we say that people have another minhag, which is also very common. People give matonos on Purim, not Mishrach Manos. Matonos. I get a fair number of matonos on Purim. Why? So, if you want to call it Mishrach Manos, that's only figuratively speaking. La Alocha, if you send a matono, and I'm talking about, you want to be Yotzei, I get Svarim. I don't think with Svarim, they were kind in the midst of a Shach Manos. They just wanted to show Hakar Satov, and that's what they usually indicate in a letter. But some of them write, Mishlach Manos Yisrael. I don't know in heaven's name where that came from. It has zero to do with Mishlach Manos. Some people send other things. Someone told me they get not just Svarim, Tachshitim, Crystal, all types of very fascinating things they receive. Dava Chaviv, well, with that, you're not the kind of mitzvah I'm not sure exactly where this came from, but I'll tell you who says this, and I'll give you, if you're interested, the Tumas Hadeshen, Simon Kufi Aleph, Yochan Shulchan, Simon Tavreit Sadekesiv Kon Beis. I saw the other rabbi like that. You're not, apparently, there seems to be some practice, and I don't exactly know. For Van Kuptas, I know that there is a practice to send Rabbeim. Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, that's already mentioned in Halacha. Mishnah Berurah does not mention this practice of Matanos Sampurim. I went to the Mishnah Berurah. I don't recall his mentioning that, but this is, I will say, Derech Agav, I've told my children here in SSL and in Chutzars when we live there, that they should, it's a good thing to go ahead and send all types of Matanos to the Rabbeim who teach our children. Because Kol Milsa the Ram Yalot the Elish Lavadaitei. And guess what? Once they receive that matana, and let's assume it's a matana that will be mahanadem, whether it's monetarily or mahanadem in some other form of fashion, trust me, they will dote a bit more on your children. This is what I discovered. I discovered this over 50 years ago in my life, and this is what I advise my children to do. Some would call it sheichad. Ki ha-sheichad yaveh ni-chacham v'sal dibet tzadikim. Correct? I call it sheichad a mitzvah. This is a good sheichad, and one should practice the Shaykhan. Because simply the Chantrim are not generally paid in the most munificent kind of fashion. And this is will help them. And number two, it will also put your children in a better position to be, shall we say, the Mechanic will spend more time dealing with your children. And that's a good thing. And so if everyone does it, that's gewaldig. Yeah.
Coming back to your question, you said, to the Hechsherim. Often you get on Purim, you'll get someone who sends you food, which you just don't like the food. I'm not gluten intolerant, and I'm not sugar intolerant. If it's food that goes directly into the bin. I think they would be,
especially if the time is the second time that we mentioned, Ava v'Yachva Shol v'Reyos, because they want to show you that they care about you and they think about you. We get tons, that's the way my wife describes it, tons of Mishloach Manos. We'd be better off without the tons, to be quite honest with you. And there are other mahalchim that could be used instead. But okay, I'm not here to suggest the other mahalchim. There are rabbanim who follow other mahalchim in this neighborhood. But anyway, lom shaneh, that's not what we're zeche to. So, and a lot of it, though, is homemade food for all kinds of people whom I don't know bichlal. And I don't really even have a kesher with them. Maybe once I did someone a favor who remembers a phone call here and a phone call there. I do a lot of people favors, trust me. That's mostly what I do in my life. So people want to, you know, show you Hakaras HaTov, which is really a beautiful thing. And that's the main thing. The main thing is the feeling behind what they want to do, even though I can't always eat that which they said, whether because of the reasons you mentioned. I try not to throw it into the bin, I'll be honest with you, Larry. We try to somehow see who we could possibly give it to. I mean, I get also you can't be masking this. Okay, now it's already a bit beyond that. The Hetta Mechira, we go through everything. It's the whole, somehow they continue to find wine with Hetta Mechira. Wine I don't drink Bechlal, so I have to find someone who's, I have enough people in my rainbow, shall we say, in my, who I can give direct things to without difficulty. It's no, people who are Samech have all kinds of different psokim, so Baruch Hashem. I want to mention also that there's a famous binyan sion. Rabbi Yaakov Edlinger was a goyim and author of the Aruch Lener, and also, I've said this for only someone sitting in the back, I won't mention his name because he might get upset with me. He had a PhD from the University of Altona, and he was a goyim nadia, Aruch Lener. If someone hears the recording, they won't put you in the wrong camp. Anyway, so I've been in that camp for a long time, so it doesn't make a difference. Anyway, so he had a PhD at the University of Altona. He's a genius, the Aruch Lener. The svarim that he wrote, we know his svarim from the Mishnah Berurah, from the Bikur Yankiv, that on the Hilchos Lulav, the Mishnah Berurah calls him Keseder. Kimat doesn't move without the Bikur Yankiv. He has a famous psak of the Lulav taking it to Yerushalayim the other day, the Rambam Pshita, and that's what I did that when I came to Eretz Yisrael. Every day I went to Yerushalayim. I was Mekayim the Mitzvah, Yom Rishon. And then after that, I was Mekayim the Mitzvah, Yom Sheni, and Beit Shemesh. And then went to Yerushalayim every single day. In order to Mekayim the Shittas HaRambam. Usmach, Ne'ashav, Okeh, Shivas Yomim. that wore me out. It wore me down. And as brisk as I am, there's a limit even to brisk. So, I mentioned this because the Binyan Sin says you're only mekayim the mitzvah al yedei shaliach. There are people who come and give me matanos, mishlach manos, through a shliach. They're in the car, someone comes running out, I am the shliach for X, to mekayim the mitzvah mishlach manos. At least 30, 40 such people. So, the Binyan Sin holds, and I'm mekayim the mitzvah, it's a chiddush gadol, lechatchila, you have to do it through a shliach. But I believe the Minhag HaOlam is not like that. And if I'm not mistaken, that you can even send Ayidei Goy, Ayidei Kodin, that's what we pass on the Halacha, Kodin below Bamitzvah, and Ayidei Goy, who clearly is not Mechuyah the Mitzvahs, and Ayin Shlichus the Goy, and Shlichus the Kodin, the Gemara says all over Shas. But regarding the Shlach Manos, the Iker is, we don't care who the courier is, the Iker is Lishlach. So as long as you get the Mishlach, you are Mekayim the Mitzvah. And even a cotton in a goy, in a kind of mitzvah, that's what some say, writes in the Chiddush of the Gittin. And that's what Menachem Achrenu bring down the halacha. And also, it's found in other Svarim. Another Nachumino also quoted the halacha, if it's sent to me anonymously. There was someone who used to do that. So I sent Shabak out on the case to find out. I want to know who was sending me these every year. Mishlach Manos anonymously. I don't mean Shabak for real. But I have enough people who know how to investigate these matters. And I discovered who the person was. Not I. I wouldn't have discovered it in a million years. But these people know how to go about doing these things. And they also enjoy these kinds of these kinds of expeditions. And but he sent to me anonymously. And so I yes, in the midst of Mishrach Manos, but I don't know who the person sent to me. So again, the Tali on this Shaila, if it's create Abba V'Achva, doesn't create much Abba if I don't know who it is. I remember people who surround me tell me, on the contrary, you went into action to discover who that person was. You spent enormous, the person I asked to do so, I asked one of my Talmidim to, he actually works for the Secret Service. This was in the United States. So I asked him, would he mind trying to find out who the... He said, that's not exactly the work he's supposed to do. But because I'm his Rebbe, and he asked me, I asked him rather, okay, I'll do my best. In a half hour, I knew exactly who sent it to me. I did something like that here also once, and I said, well, I have a connection with someone who was in a very high position of very significance. You probably heard of his name. He's a well-known personality here. And someone came to me with a very, very, very sad situation of someone who was separated from their children. And very sad. And then I was able to, and they were chutzars, and the children were here. A complete dislocation from family. Maybe even moved here to dislocate from their family. Very, very sad situation. And they called me. How they got my name, I don't know. But they pursue me like the Dickens. And once in a while, they come to Eretz Yisrael and they ask me, could I find out if their children, where they're living? I wouldn't have his name, what I'm supposed to know. They have no telephone number, no address. Everything is completely sealed. Everything is completely undisclosed. So what am I supposed to do? What am I, from Shabak? And they were falling apart, these grandparents who already had grandchildren, they had no connection with them whatsoever. So Dr. Stern, I said to myself, let me see if I could use one of my, I don't know if they call it favors, how would you describe it? A person that I was close to, but he had someone in his family who was a member of that group of people that I alluded to earlier, here in Eretz Yisrael. And they didn't have a connection with this, with their children for how many years? Probably 20 years. So I didn't know. So he said to me, my chaver, listen, David, he's an Israeli. David, ata tistarech la'asod ez. Ani lo yechol l'shot l'vakesh imenu, namot shezeh chavu mishachah sheli. Aval ani choshev, zeh lo beseder. Ata pashut tishal oto, ata rosh ha'yeshiva, ata rab bekneset. Yechol yot shehu... שהוא יקשיב, יכול להיות שהוא אפילו יבצע, יממש את הבקשה שלך. אני לא יודע, אבל אני לא יכול לעשות את זה. אני חושב שזה חוצפה, וזה גם כן פשוט יש קווים, יש קווים אדומים, ואפשר אסור לעבור את הקו. So I had, had enough gall because they bothered me so much, that family. I asked him, and he told me, again, what that other fellow, similar fashion, told me, David, אסור לי לעשות דברים כאלו, אבל נעשה את זה חד פעמי, ואל תשאל אותי עוד הפעם בקשה כזאת, במשך כל ימי חייך, he told me. I said, jokingly, אם אני אעשה את זה, so he looks at me, אני... שייך לקבוצה שיודעים איך לטפל באנשים כמוך. He said, half jokingly. Anyway, in an hour and a half, he had an address, their telephone number, hakol bakol. The problem was, when I approached them, they were shocked. They heard of me, but they said, well, where are you coming from? And I explained to them, I'm coming from the grandparents, which are one of them parents. And they said, we want nothing to do with those people, and we're not having anything to do with them. And if you reveal any of this information, I will, they'll tell me, they're going to go, they're younger people, and they're going to take care of me. And I didn't know what to do, so I asked another Gadol, am I allowed to reveal this information? And he did not give me a clear answer. But anyway, this is the story of my life, so okay, how did I get onto this? Yes, I know I got into this, but the anonymous Mishloach Manos. So the anonymous Mishloach Manos is totally on these two opinions in the Rishon. Let me just mention one or two things about Matanos Evyonim, since I just want to... two Matanos to two Evyonim. And the Ritva says, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, Megillah Daf Zayin, Pruta L'chol Evyon. The Mashor says it has to be over there, Daf Zayin, Nesina Chashuba, the Matanos Evyonim. And this is also Prima Godin, Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah writes the following. When you give Matanos Evyonim, Tzorach Kabon L'Shem Mitzvah. That's also Mishnah Berurah. You have to Mechaben L'Shem Mitzvah, Matanos Evyonim. And even a Nami who receives Tzedakah has a Chiyah to give Matanos Evyonim. The Chathchila, it says here in Tafrei Tzadikei, Simchot Tezvon, Magad Avram, you should use money, but of course you can do it with Ochel, also with Begodim, Matanos Evyonim, or even anything that has value. People often ask me about a check. Of course, a check is fine. Shalva kesev, no doubt about it. That's more or less, as I said, the mitzvah is dafka bayom, not balayla, just like the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos is also dafka bayom and not balayla. So to Matanos Evyonim was dafka bayom and not balayla. And as I mentioned, let's mention one or two comments regarding Sudas Purim. Most of the Suda has to be eaten during the course of the day. But not a cloud. People are mako, and somehow they start the suda late, and they go away until the wee hours of the night. It's obviously al pi halacha, it's beseder. And even though they already ate another suda, my practice is to do the following. I'll just tell you what I do. My rabbeim did this. They would eat a, they would have a masikin, which I hope to do, Mir Hashem. And several people who came to me and told me they hope I'm going to be laning Vasikin. So Baruch Hashem, I hope so too. And then right after Vasikin, I try to mekayem all the mitzvayim, including Sudas Purim. I have a Suda early in the morning, and I Mishloach Manos, Matanos Evyonim, right then and there. So even though I already ate the Suda, so I'm worried about making the Suda Bayom. So that to me is the Suda, even though many have it after Chatzais and after Mincha, whatever they do, but I always have a Suda. This is a Shlach Kodesh, and others also give this Eitzah. That's what you should do. This way it'll be Bayom, and there won't be any issue whatsoever. And also, even those who have it later on, I told them, make sure you eat Kizayis before Ben Hashmashos, because you want to say V'al HaNisim and Bechas HaMozim. V'al HaNisim, I pointed out. But anyway, the Rasalvetsi was very into V'al HaNisim. Mr. Brewer said like that too. There are two nuschos, and this is our Shekel Torah. I love this by itself, what it's connected to. But anyway, so you should try to do it during the day to the extent that you can. Okay, there are a bit more, but...
Then Rav drinks a little, goes to sleep.
I was about to say that, so I was going to make a comment about that also, if you don't mind. I'm very fond of this Bia Halacha here, that I also comment on every single year. Bia Halacha goes to Meiri, and the Mama Mordechai, the very famous Mama Mordechai. My Rebbeim were very, very nizer in this matter. And the Bi'al Ocher here, in Tafrei Sadekei, he says that Chayev Adam, I'm reading the Meiri, Chayev Adam laharmos, besimcha v'achilo v'shtia, ein ono mitzubim lehishtaker ulahafchit atzmeinu. That's the Lashon of Meiri, Bi'al Ocher. We're not obligated to go and, God forbid, Rachman Litzan, become so I don't know if I should use such a terminology, probably I shouldn't. But people literally, they lose their self-dignity. Shalom stabinu al holus ushtus, elo al tainug shagia. We should come to Madregus of Simcha, Bavaros Hashem Yisbarach, and Hodu al Nisim Sha'osa, Kosun Chayodim. If a person knows he's going to be mezalza in one mitzvah, namely, he won't wash Netziah Shadayim, he won't daven Mincha, he won't daven Mayim, only Kalos Rosh, Mutar Shalo Yishtakir. So I have to be honest, I was zechet to be, to use a Yiddish term, in the shtub of Rav Avraham HaKohen Pam. And in his house, I saw a massive sign, and he actually used to speak about this all the time, a sign that has in it, Yalzu Chasinim Bechavoid. Massive sign. That even Chasidim, those who want to be involved in Rosh Hashem, has to be Bechavoid. Has to be a kind of self-dignity, and you want to be able to say Shir V'Shevach to Hashem Yisbarach, you want to come to Avas Hashem, you want to come to Hidual Anisim, and okay, I mean, you have all kinds of klezmeras and Purim and the like. People who are B'nai Aliyah, B'nai Torah, in my mind, they have to guard the cover of Tehra, and that's where I come from, and I will be honest, people say, you learn by too many briskers, they don't have any, quote-unquote, fun on Purim. Avushtei, that there's a mitzvah to have fun. What's the mocker for that? It says, Taka the Shalabadas, Hashem Elokecha, Besimcha v'tub leiva merov kol. So I'm not into the people here. People come to Mikras HaMegillah dressed like baboons and monkeys and I don't know what. Ich verstehe das nicht ganz. I don't get it. My father showed me he would have 7 apoplexies. Not 7, 1,000 apoplexies. Lo yitochei. And those are the Rabbanim that I studied with. So of course, as my Talmidim say, they did not have a good time at Purim. Rabbi Nevin Sol Shlita, I've gone to him many times on Tezvot. So I've gone to him. What he does is that right away, the moment he sees the Rav David, and he kvashatidu revid yayin, and he lechol sokshum halacha, and then he proceeds to tell me, okay, you want to go ahead and start singing, and we'll make on the spot, he composes gramin, on the spot, in Hebrew, in the poetic kind of fashion, I sing, la 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 la, and he composed the gramin. There's usually about 100 people there. I'm not exaggerating, I've done this for many years, I don't do it anymore, it's too much for me, and I don't think Rabbi Levinsohn is anymore in that position. And his gramin consists of unbelievable Pashut, Psukim in Tanakh, and Gemaras, and Rashi, and Tesis, and Ramban here, and he's able to understand the genius of this individual to compose gramin in that kind of a fashion. And once or twice I asked him to say gramin on a specific topic. And on the spot he goes and composes something on that specific topic. But that's already, you see the godless of Nichtas Yayin Yatzah Soid of such an Otan Godel. Most beautiful thing to see, and that's really what we, but then we're not exactly there, most of the people necessarily that I am associated with, and so they do other kinds of things, and including people who have done something in my home a number of times, which was not the ideal, they went and decided to expectorate. Anyway, I was just being polite, so I just find the whole scene to be not, I don't see it that necessarily this is the ideal in Avodas Hashem that one should be involved in. And I can be besimcha, Baruch Hashem, and I do drink a bit more. I say Yosef Echdeli Mudo, the Ramah, a middle leader, and go to sleep, Mekayim the Mitzvah. And also there's a lot of simcha in my home. I have Baruch Hashem children, and they know how to drink, Baruch Hashem. They know how to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, Chayva, Mitzvah, and Korai. Usually we have all them over. I know this is going to be a very, a bit more challenging because of Shabbos. So unless they come all. Yeah, to come before Shabbos, and then it's not so posh for me to have them. But anyway, that's what usually all of them come, all those that are to sell, come here. And but okay, we'll see how we're going to arrange it. And they have some to live in Yerushalayim, so they quickly run back to Yerushalayim before Shkia, etc. So it's quite simchadik, no question about it. Some of them observe Purim 4 times, 4 Kriyas HaMegillahs, and of course, twice at least, Bipsum Bipuraya. How exactly they drive back is not exactly so well known to me. But anyway, but it should be Bitsi Simcha, should be the ideal Simcha is to be a Simcha of Hashem, and not a Simcha where a person loses their self dignity, which is what I've been observing the last 55, 60 years of my life. I don't, maybe Rabbi Brad will try to explain it to me. and your inimitable wisdom, which you have, Baruch Hashem, all of you will explain it to me. I'm not mesugal to really understand. Okay, we should all be zecher to Purim Sameach. Next week, I'll probably also say a shir, but I was thinking, maybe I'll do something a bit different. Maybe I'll say a shir on the Megillah. So maybe it might attract a few more people. Okay. What do I know?